Now, please show me what your glory. How often do we ask God to show us his glory? Moses asks, who are you, God? I've talked to you, I've related to you, but I know that there's a lot more to you than what I see. Show me your glory. Unveil yourself to me. And God answered this too. Look at verses 19 through 23. I will make all my goodness pass before you and will proclaim before you my name, the Lord. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy to whom I will show mercy. But he said, you cannot see my face, for man shall not see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me where you shall stand on the rock, and while my glory passes by, I will put you in the cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see what? My back. But my face shall not be seen. In other words, if we can paraphrase this, God is saying, Moses, I can't grant you your full request because you wouldn't live long enough to enjoy it. No man can look at my essence and live. However, notice what he does say. I will pass my goodness before you. The Hebrew word for goodness means splendor. God bears intrinsic glory. God's, and by that I simply mean this, God's glory exists whether or not you acknowledge or recognize. He has glory by virtue of who he is, not by virtue of what you say. God's glory is unique, so distinct that he even says in Isaiah 42:8 that he will not share it with anyone. The psalmist writes in Psalm 115:1, not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory. The glory of God then has to do with his intrinsic character, who he is at the core of his being. The glory of God is predicated on who he is, not on what he does, though he does demonstrate or show his glory by what he does, but it is predicated on who he is. Psalm 29:3 calls him the God of glory.